语课堂听 class.com。
Part 2, Note Taking. Instructions. Listen to the following passages and take notes. After listening, check your notes to see if any improvement can be made. Passage 1.
中国金融机制改革，朗读樊志军。我认为我们国家目前不缺大银行或者大的金融机构，缺的是社区性金融机构和合作互助性质的金融机构，特别是在广大的农村地区，中西部地区仍然缺乏基本的金融供给。最近有一个最新统计，我们国家在农村地区平均每个乡镇的金融机构只有 0.31 个。所以说，我们感觉到下一步应该要在社区性的金融机构和互助性质的金融机构上有所突破。没有相应的对弱势群体金融服务的政策扶持体系，既然主要是为弱势群体提供服务，那么财务必须弥补风险。举个例子，助学贷款，在刚开始的几年，办这个可以说是不成功的。这两年，通过财政给予一定的补偿资金，通过一定的招投标制度，目前基本上形成了一个好的机制，并且助学贷款的资金也在不断增加。
Passage 2. A boom in China's stock market.
Never in the brief history of China's stock market has there been a boom like this. And small-time investors are grabbing the bull run by the horns.
They love playing the stock market. But the trouble with the stock market is that it bears no relation to the economy. It bears no relation to the health of the companies. It's like a parallel universe.
In recent weeks, there have been repeated government warnings that most shares are overvalued and a bubble could be in the making. Despite that, though, it seems many Chinese investors just don't care. They want a piece of the action of China's booming economy, and this is the place they come to get it.
But many of China's new small-time investors could still learn the hard way that often what goes up also comes down.